We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department, and talking mostly about different things in the community, Aggieville, and safety here with students back in town. And, you know, there's good advice you can always give here to, you know, we've done a little bit of that here with students having plans going out and with their friends. And, you know, we want to see crime minimized here, especially Aggieville at late at night, because I know there's a lot of incidents that happen after midnight that we report on. A lot of it involves alcohol, but again, it just always it's always a good reminder here to people to be safe when they're going out and on Friday night, Saturday night, whatever it is, and having a plan.
Yes, that is good advice, and the time frame you described is generally when we see the majority of serious crime occur in Aggieville. Overall, Aggieville is a safe place to go. People have a lot of fun down there of all ages. It depends on the kind of business they want to patronize and where they want to socialize. But after midnight, things do get a little dicey down there sometimes, and it is, you know, it's attributed to alcohol consumption. The two main things that we focus on during all hours is minors in possession and underage drinking. Those are the two main things. Overall, again, we have a great relationship with the patrons and the business owners down there. But after midnight, when things do get a little more tense in some situations, it really is a good idea if you're down there to avoid that. You know, go home, go somewhere else, don't get near it. Sometimes just being a bystander can be a dangerous thing if you're not careful. So we take it seriously in trying to keep it safe down there, and that's typically when we also will add some more officers down to Aggieville at that time of night.
What would you say are the majority of the incidents you guys tend to investigate down in the Aggieville area? Because I think I heard a city commissioner earlier this month, and it was maybe just a little out of context, but saying that, you know, there's rapes happening down there almost on a daily basis, and I don't think that's quite accurate. It's not that dangerous of a place, from my perception, anyway.
You know, it depends on your perspective of what a safe environment is. When we look at our crime maps and we look at concentration of serious crime in and around Aggieville, there's a higher concentration than other parts of the city. Most of it is late at night or early morning hours. It doesn't mean, when I say that, it doesn't mean it's happening in Aggieville all the time. But a lot of the beginning stages of some of these issues do start there, and they could spill out into other neighborhoods or surrounding areas. Again, it's you have a high concentration of people. When you have more people, there's more opportunities for crime. When you have high levels of alcohol consumption, it drops inhibitions in a lot of ways. You know, so disorderly behavior is one of the things I think we deal with most often, and we're usually, the vast majority of the time, very successful in diffusing tense situations. Sometimes that's not always possible, and that's when things get more serious. Officers get hurt often. It's probably the location where officers are most injured is in that area that time of night. We try to minimize that, again, by having sufficient staffing down there. And when we see things brewing before they get out of control, our officers are very well trained in diffusing those situations and getting people to go on their way and be safe.
All right. Well, hopefully that trend will continue. And I know it's been interesting the last couple of years. We've kind of seen the disappearance of fake Paddy's Day. And I know that's always kind of a tender subject for the police department or anyone else here in the community, but because it's not really an organized event anymore, and we've seen kind of a drop in even kind of interest, it seems like, in that the last couple of years, partially due to COVID. But do you think things like that will ever come back?
Well, first, I want to be clear that when there's activities, legal activities in the community, no matter who sponsors them or if they're spontaneous or organic in nature, you know, we plan for those things because we know that there could be an increased need for police presence, and we want to ensure everyone's safety. So I make no judgments on legal activities that occur like that. and it's our responsibility to make sure they remain safe. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I have heard public statements from Dennis Cook from the ABA about trying to identify alternative fun activities for the Aggieville business community that will also generate interest, participation, and revenue for the businesses down there. I think that's great. I think a diversity that of activities that can occur all year round. I'll give you an example. A couple of weekends ago, K-State Band went down there one night for a half an hour and performed, and I got an email from Mr. Cook, and he was raving about how well it went and thanking us for our assistance and making sure it went well. I mean, those are the things that make me happy as a police director, that we can work with the community during events that are safe, they're legal, everybody has a good time, the businesses benefit. It makes a mark, a positive mark on the community. But we'll adjust and address everything that happens that we think we need to be involved in.
Yeah. Well, I think there's maybe a growing interest in having more, you know, outdoor beer gardens in the Aggieville area. Sounds like there's at least some interest from the city to consider things like that. And RCPD would obviously be very involved with that, I'm sure, with enhanced security.
Well, the city officials have met with us a couple of times about especially in the downtown area, about doing something like what you're talking about. It would be more than a beer garden, though. It would be cordoning off an entire section of the city for outdoor entertainment and activities. You'd be able to walk around in those restricted areas with open containers. So we're talking to them about things that we think need to be part of that. We are not part of what you would consider security. In other words, we wouldn't be standing at access points, checking IDs. That's something for the organizers to arrange for. And so those are some of the discussions we're having. There's a lot more detail. It's really premature for me to get into that because it hasn't been finalized, and we don't know exactly what the final outcome will be yet.
All right. Well, even if you did block off, let's say downtown points, can you block points off? Because that's an emergency route, is it not?
Well, that's part of the discussion. How do you deal with that? If you do have an emergency on points in the downtown area, how are emergency vehicles given access to respond to that emergency? So that's all part of what we're talking about, is dealing with those kinds of things.
It's tricky. But
it is.
You know, obviously, it's good that, you know, minds are working together to try to come out with solutions, because I think, if anything, COVID has presented challenges for businesses trying to find, you know, new ways to expand their business, you know, because of all the limitations there are with masking and, you know, indoor capacities, things like that.
I agree with that, and we don't want to be an obstacle to our businesses being successful. In fact, when you remember when the outdoor platforms were purchased by the city using CARES Act funding and installed downtown, one of the questions that came up was, if someone is on a platform, a server would have to carry alcohol across the sidewalk to the platform. Technically, if by the letter of the law, that's a violation of ABC regulations and ordinances. And they asked, you know, are you concerned about that? And we said, well, we're not concerned if the server goes straight from the restaurant to the platform and there's no circulation of those drinks out on the sidewalk and other places. To my knowledge, we haven't had a single problem. And so my point in saying all of that is, we wanted our businesses to have an option to be successful during that time, and it worked out beautifully, and I'm glad it did.
All right. Very good. Again, we're speaking with Director Dennis Butler here from Raleigh County Police Department. And we'll take a break here on In Focus and return after this. News Radio KMAN.